It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrich. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up in the 1940s, many young men were drafted to war, creating a problem for baseball leagues in need of players. Many women, including lots of Wisconsin women, stepped up to the plate to join the one and only All-American girls baseball team. We'll learn more about the league coming up. First, a state of emergency has been declared in Ashland, Bayfield, Douglas, and Iron Counties in Wisconsin and Gogebic County in Michigan following rainfall and severe flooding in the area. It's estimated that more than a foot of rain fell in some parts of the area since Saturday and a number of highways and roads washed out and even collapsed. Danielle Kading is a Wisconsin public radio reporter based in Superior. She's been covering the aftermath of these strong storms that traveled across northern Wisconsin over the weekend. Danny, thanks for being back with us.
Thanks.
Well, can you talk about some of the damage you've seen and heard about?
Well, some of the damage that I've seen, I guess, I went out this morning on Highway 35 south of Superior to get a look at some of the damage near Patterson State Park, and the Black River. The Black River has done a number on the bridge there, basically taking out one lane. It's just kind of crumpled in. The road is just completely out in one lane, and they've got the bridge blocked off, and they have State Patrol out there making sure that people aren't going beyond it, and that they're redirecting traffic on Highway 35 heading south and redirecting that on County Road B. And then over in Ashland and Bayfield counties, I believe in Bayfield County, U.S. Highway 2 near County Road G and Tomich Road by Ino, that is washed out there, and that's going to take a long time to repair, according to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And there's just a lot of assessment that's still being done by county road crews and county emergency officials trying to assess what damage there is.
And when I hear Highway 2 in particular is washed out in one place, that's a big deal for people in that area, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a major artery for northern Wisconsin. So anyone trying to head west, that's the way they're going to get there the fastest. And so that means that there's a lot of redirected traffic. I believe that the detour that they had in place was Wisconsin 13. I think that is still the case. So that means that people are having to drive south of the damaged area and then west. And then there's still damage on other major highways as well, on U.S. Highway 53. I don't know if it's so much damage as there was water over the road or they were assessing that, but as at last check, U.S. Highway 53 was still down to one northbound and one southbound lane near Bennett and Solon Springs. And there are a number there are too many roads to count, Rob, that are damaged here in northern Wisconsin.
And what have we heard from the state and emergency officials on this?
Well, what we're hearing from the state is, unfortunately, and from local officials, is that there unfortunately were two deaths as a result of this storm. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office put out a release saying that a 75-year-old Mason man was found in a flooded ditch near a pickup truck by the White River. That remains under investigation. Another individual lost their life as a result of the flooding in Sawyer County. So we're still learning about all the different impacts of the storm. One thing that's developing right now is that, and this may have already occurred in the last hour or so, this is what I know, is that the Radigan Flowage Dam in northern Wisconsin was expected to fail. And officials there were 90% confident that was going to fail and send water into the Tamarack River. But there are reportedly no major communities or campsites around there, except for it looks like it would be west of Cozy Corner on the Wisconsin side and Markville on the Minnesota side. And since it's a very rural area, they're not very concerned about its impact. But it could affect traffic on County Highway T in northwestern Burnett County, so they wanted people to know that. And then they're also advising people to keep an eye out for all of the rivers that are basically just swelling with water right now. The Nemadji River is 3 feet over the record high about 5 or 6 years ago. So there's a lot that's still being, they're still keeping an eye on because we're not quite out of the woods yet.
Talking to Danielle Kading, WPR reporter in Superior, about heavy rains and flooding in northern Wisconsin. Danny, I imagine the first thing people thought as this rain got going was, oh no, not again. They've been here, you've been here before.
You know, I said that to my boss on Friday, Rob.
I know, I believe it. I mean, this is a big deal. And 6 years ago and 2 years ago now, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think everyone who has been through this is tired. I don't think anyone up here enjoys seeing this happen to their region. These are their friends and neighbors that are being affected, and the economy of this region is being affected. And especially in Douglas County, it's coming about a month and a half after the Husky oil refinery fires. So it's just been a lot for the area to take right now.
And we've had roads washed out in flooding 6 years ago. I think there were some roads wiped out 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Do we have a sense from those previous floods how long it takes to rebuild a road like this?
Well, if you look at the flooding that occurred in July 2016, we had that big washout on U.S. Highway 63 near Grandview. And that took about a little more than a month to get that highway rebuilt, that stretch of highway rebuilt and up and running again. And it looks like they're trying to expedite repairs for the washout on U.S. Highway 2 near Ino, much like what happened with Grandview a couple of years ago. Yeah, so there's a lot that's just still not known because some of the water hasn't even subsided yet. It's still over the roadway, and if you can't see what's underneath, how can you assess what the damage is?
Can you talk about the intensity of the rain? I've seen different numbers from different places, but a lot of rain came down in a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, for portions of Douglas and Bayfield counties, they saw anywhere from 12 to 14 inches, it looks like, in the course of 24 hours. And in the course of just 6 hours, they saw about a foot of rain in some spots. Some of the areas hardest hit were in the headwaters of the Bad River, where they saw 11 inches of rain over a 24-hour period. And when it was coming down yesterday, it looked like that water was going to just pool there forever and never subside. So it can get scary.
And I've been seeing reports from our neighbors in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, some places seeing lots of sinkholes, especially in the Houghton area. Is that something we've seen in northern Wisconsin or that we know of?
I am not sure because there are a lot of areas that I just can't get to. From what I've seen as far as Facebook photos, it's really just tearing the roads apart. I think you're seeing areas of the road where it's caving in because the soil underneath it and the culverts are being undermined. So if you call that a sinkhole, then yeah.
And looking ahead, there are some storms in southern Wisconsin now. Are you looking dry for at least a few days to maybe play a little catch-up?
Well, that's what Dan Miller with the National Weather Service office in Duluth said last night, that we should be pretty dry through Thursday. He said he couldn't rule out the possibility of rain, but it looks like a high-pressure system is moving through to kind of warm things out for a couple of days so we can get an assessment of the damage up here.
Well, Danny, I'll let you get back to covering that. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. She's been covering the aftermath of strong storms that traveled across northern Wisconsin over the weekend, causing flooding and road washouts in a lot of communities there.